Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Maeve Dennehy, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good, good. In lockdown, you developed a fashion label. Like, how cool is that?
Am I cool? Good. I'm glad to hear that. No, it was brilliant. It was fantastic. I suppose, my online business took off during lockdown more so than before, and I saw an opportunity and I went with it. I suppose back in January, I decided to create my own label.
Yeah, Love Cherish, of course, is your boutique in
that's right, in yeah. Charlotte. Love Cherish is a boutique and O'Malley is the label.
How do you go from a boutique to a label then?
I suppose I have the boutique 9 years and I'm selling online about 3 years. We opened a large warehouse about a year and a half ago for the online and it was the next step, I suppose, really, wasn't it? I know what people want from the last how many years and I wanted to create my own. So I contacted a fashion consultancy firm in Dubai. She's an Irish lady actually living over in Dubai and asked them to help me and they did. And it finally arrived about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the first drop, and it's going really, really well, thank God.
Good. And it's all based on comfort.
Yes, exactly. But I'm also so sick of wearing leggings and hoodies every day during lockdown that it was just, it's like the next step up. It's like a level up from where we went for the last year.
Right.
That we're still really comfortable, but that we look really well.
So you can dress properly for the office or for, but you can still be as comfortable as if you're sitting at home in your trackies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you don't have to be in your tracksuit all the time. You can be somewhere in the middle. Do you know what I mean? Right. That's what I was aiming at.
And is it online selling you're doing now with that?
Selling online and we have it in our boutique as well. So both. We got in a lot and it's flying out the door, thank God. And it's up in the shop as well. We have a shop in Charleville and we've a lot of people kind of coming down to try it on. And
brilliant.
The reaction has been fantastic.
Is business coming back a bit?
Business is absolutely flying, to be honest with you. I couldn't complain at all. Yeah, I really do think so. And I'm surprised by how much so in the bricks and mortar store. Do you know, I wasn't sure about when we were reopening, but there's a fantastic business. Now, Charleville is a busy, busy town, but people want to be out and about. People want to try on clothes. People want to get back to normality, don't they? So
yeah.
It's been going really well. I couldn't complain at all.
Good, good. Now, I know that cancer, unfortunately, mm-hmm. has played a large part mm-hmm. in the life of your family. You lost, was it both your
absolutely.
Mom and your sister?
Yeah,
so Marymount right. means a lot to you and you've designed a T-shirt for them.
Yeah, Marymount means the world to me. Like, I opened the store in September 2012 and my sister passed away in March 2013. She was only 39 with breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
And her kind of, towards the very end, she wanted to go to Marymount, which obviously when you hear it, you kind of, it throws you. Do you know what I mean? We all know what we associate Marymount with. But when she went there, it was the best thing possible for her. The care she received up there was just unbelievable. And I think anyone who's been there understands, do you know what I mean? What it means to the family and everything. And then my mum got sick 5 years later and passed away in a very short period of about 5 or 6 weeks. And again, my mum went to Marymount and it's like it was the final thing we could do for my mum, you know. So
yeah.
Over the years, I've been fundraising for Marymount on and off and we've raised 65,000 so far.
Brilliant.
So when I was, I'm really proud of that. And when we were doing when I was creating the label the last couple of months, I was always going to do something for Marymount. So we're doing T-shirts and all the profits will go to Marymount. They're due in to me hopefully next week. They're on the way on train at the moment. So we'll put them up for sale on the website and in the shop and all the money from them then will go to Marymount. So
fantastic.
Hopefully it'll help some bit, you know.
Well, congratulations on the label
and
the success.
Thank you.
And good luck with the fundraiser for Marymount. Maeve Dennehy, you'll be spreading out other branches now, will you? Because, I mean, this is the big time here.
No, you can come down to Charleville. Not everything is in the city. I'm from there, but come down to Charleville and go shopping.
I was thinking more like
online.
Cities of Los Angeles and Paris and New York.
No notions. They can go online and buy them and send them.
I'll hold you to that one. I know. Maeve, listen, good to speak with you and good luck with everything. That's Maeve Dennehy from Love Cherish in Charleville.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.